Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. This is Carnita Smith with Mission from the Heart Radio, and this is the day that the Lord has made. And I pray and hope that you have already rejoiced and you are glad in it. And for those of you who have not rejoiced yet, God just woke you up this morning, and that in and of itself is a rejoicing to God alone, that he has allowed you to wake up today and know that you are on this side of heaven. Praise the Lord and hallelujah. So rejoice and be glad in today for the very breath and the air that you have to breathe. Hallelujah. Well, we are back in studio today, glory be to God, with this wonderful teaching series that we have been navigating through under the umbrella of discipleship. And yes, our teacher is here today, Minister Harold Copeland, and he is bringing us again through another valuable and a very important teaching series concerning discipleship and how we're under that umbrella of discipleship and some richness that we as believers in Christ Jesus need to understand so that we can continue to grow and go in grace. And he's walked through us, walked through the lesson very clearly. And I pray that you come ready, willing, and able with all your equipment and all of your arsenal, if you will, to take to the scriptures and receive what God wants you to know. And allow the Holy Spirit to reveal the things that you need to know concerning God's word and how to be discipled rightfully by the word of God. So I'm not going to hold our minister any longer. I know him as Brother Harold Copeland. And Brother Harold, if you want to go ahead and continue in this wonderful series under the umbrella of discipleship.
Amen. Rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing. In all things give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, everybody. God bless you today. As you know, I am Brother Harold Copeland, and along with our great host, Minister Carnita Smith, we are in studio together again. We'd like to welcome everyone to Mission from the Heart Radio broadcast. We want you to know that it's always an honor and always a privilege to be able to fellowship with you concerning the truth of the Word of God. We always want you to know that we love you. We appreciate you, and we thank God for your lives. But most importantly, God loves you. God has a plan for your life. And every time you open your heart and receive the word of God, God is downloading revelation knowledge that will take you to your divine destiny. And you too shall fulfill God's divine plan and call for your life. And as was said earlier, we're currently on a teaching series entitled Under the Umbrella of the Atonement. And the atonement is the place where all the blessings that God has for his beloved comes from. Whatever we need from God, man, we don't have to ask him to do it. He already done it. It's a finished work. Amen. But we have to go to the atonement through the power of the word of God and appropriate those blessings. We have to appropriate them into our hearts and our minds and our souls through the word of God. The scripture tells us that our God does exceeding abundantly above all that we can ask or thank. And it's according to the power, according to the power that work is in us. And by the word of God and according to the power, we begin to appropriate these truths into our hearts and our minds and our soul, and we begin to receive them on the inside. And that word began to work for us, and that power began to work for us and release those blessings into our lives. And once that word began to work for us, now we have a testimony. And that testimony helps us overcome. And we know in Revelation, he said, "For we overcome the enemy by the blood of the Lamb." Jesus Christ did that for us. That was a gift. By the blood of the Lamb, which was shed at the atonement, and the word of our testimony. Amen. We have to go tell it. And that's what Jesus basically told the disciples in our lunch pass scripture. So we are going to start out by reading our lunch pass scripture, which is coming out of Matthew chapter number 28, verse 18 through verse 20.
And Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." Amen.
Amen. And verse 19 say, "Go ye therefore." And we have to go. And we have to carry the word of God to all nations. No one is exempt. And verse 20 say, "Teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you." And that's through the word of God. The atonement. Under the umbrella of the atonement. And we understand that our God, who is love, before John speaks of that love, the agape. And Paul say that I may know the love of God. And if you're used to our teachings, you understand that know is not an intellectual knowing. Know is an intimacy knowing of the heart. A knowing of the scripture, a knowing of the word of God that our heart has become one with. That word is abiding in us, in the innermost part of our being. And we are abiding in that word. The two became one. And it's a truth that we know, have an intimate relationship with that truth. And Jesus said, the truth that we know, are intimate with, will make us free. So God so loved the world that he gave. And right there we see that love, true love, the kingdom love, the love of God, the soul love, the agape, is an action word. Amen. See, love makes us do. Amen. See, it's not enough to just tell someone I love you. Amen. But behind those words, there has to be an action. if it's God's love. Amen. Because God so loved the world that he gave, he released an action, and that action was in his son, his only begotten son. He gave him up on the cross of Calvary, which is the place of the atonement, the place of the atonement. And we say that atonement is the place that all of our blessings come from. Amen. Jesus finished it. He finished the work. This is a finished work. Amen. And we as believers do not have to finish because the work has already been finished. And what we do is just walk out the finished work. We walk out the finished work in the earth realm by appropriating that what has already been provided for us on the cross of Calvary. And we know it's not just a heaven and hell issue. It's not just Jesus died on the cross so we won't go to hell, but we'll go to heaven. And like I always say, that's a good thing. And if that was all he done, that is all I teach. That is all I preach. That is all I sing about. But it's much more. And we said that the forgiveness of sin, amen, the spiritual salvation will guarantee us, which guarantee us eternal life, amen, living with the Father for eternity, guarantees us that, which is awesome. But there, it's a key that gets us into the room. Yes, yes. Key to the door, open up the door, and enter into the room. And what is in the room? Let's read what's in the room. And Psalms chapter number 103, starting with verse 1 through verse 3. Very familiar passage of scripture that we will use during this teaching over and over again.
Psalms 103. At verse one, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Who forgives all your iniquities? Who heals all your diseases?
Praise God. Praise God. Amen. And let's keep reading. And we look at all of his benefits. So write that down. All of them. Write that down. Forget not all. Forget not all of his benefits. And we said that when we forget, faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word. When we forget, amen, we are going against this command. We're sinning. Amen. Because we're out of faith. And God said, without faith, it's impossible to please him. So we're not pleasing God. We're in sin. And we said earlier, what did we do when we found ourselves in sin? We do an about face, military term. We turn away and we turn to. Amen. And not now, it's not just a physical turning away and a physical turning to, but it's spiritual. We turn away with our hearts and our minds and our souls, and we turn to God with our hearts, our minds, and our souls. Come on, let's bring all this in here. Let's read again 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 24.
1 Peter 2, starting in 24, and
yes.
It reads this way. Who himself bore our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, having died to sins, might live for righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed.
You were healed. Psalms 103 told us, who healeth all of our disease, First Peter says we were. Psalms is the Old Testament prophesying King David. And First Peter is after the atonement, meaning it already happened. And because of the atonement, Reverend Brother Peter is telling us that we were healed, that we received healing at the atonement. Our sins were buried in his body. You know, this is spiritual. Our sins of yesterday, sins of today, and sins of tomorrow, and sins forever have already been buried in the body of Jesus Christ. That's an awesome benefit of the atonement, all of our sins. Amen. If you sin later on today, it's covered in the blood. Amen. Just turn away and turn to with all our hearts and our minds and our souls. So we are dead to sin. And that's why Galatians would continue to tell us to walk in the Spirit. Walk in the Spirit, and you will not mind the lust of the flesh. Romans 6 says, what shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin? We're talking to believers. Shall we continue to walk according to the sin nature? Amen. And let's just, you know, we have taught on this before, but let's just say according to our unrenewed mind. Amen. The mindset that still think like the old us. Amen. Even though we are new, but we still got a mindset that can take us back to the old. And that's why we renew our minds daily. That's what we're doing today. Renew our minds according to the newness of life. Paul said in Romans 6, God forbid, how can we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? So that means we live in the spirit nature, that spiritual being, that spirit man, that beautiful, wonderful man that God created on the inside of us. So we are dead to sin, and that spirit is a spirit of righteousness. The First Peter says that we should live unto righteousness. That's a benefit. We can't forget. We live unto righteousness. We have a righteous spirit, and that righteous spirit is the real us. That righteous spirit is us in Christ. So let's don't listen to our unrenewed minds, because our unrenewed minds don't know about this. Amen. It's up to our spirit man through the word of God to teach our unrenewed mind. And when we find ourselves teaching our unrenewed mind, what we're doing is renewing our minds. And we're renewing our minds unto the kingdom work that God has done for us. Hallelujah. And as we do it, amen, our spirit man become filled with joy. Amen. Supernatural joy that the world didn't give us. And you know, back in the day, you know, when I was a little boy coming on up in mama church, grandmama church, they used to sing that song, "This Joy I Have." The world didn't give it to me. Glory to God. Amen. You say the world didn't give it and the world can't take it away. Hallelujah. And then they just narrowed it down and they pointed to the one who gave it to them and they say, nobody but Jesus. Amen. Somebody say Jesus. Amen. A beautiful name. Hallelujah. That's a beautiful name. There's power in that name. Glory to God. Power. Amen. To manifest the benefits of the kingdom of God. Amen. In my life, in your life. Hallelujah. And then, you know, when we abide according to the Great Commission and we go and tell it and go and teach it, amen, we release this joy unspeakable, this peace that surpasses all understanding into the lives of our dear brothers and our sisters. So say, God so loved the world that he gave, he did an action, only begotten Son, the greatest gift that ever been given into all humanity. Amen. God gave us the best first. Amen. That's the benefit. Gave us the best first. And the best is the key to all the rest. I like that. Let me say that again. He gave us the best, which is the key to all the rest. So the best get us into the room. Amen. Where the heaven has been opened and the blessings have been poured out. Amen. The benefits have been poured out that we don't have room enough to receive it. And that's a blessing within itself. Why? Because there's an overflow. And every time we walk in the overflow, that means that we can go bless others. Amen. I don't know how, if you experience the freedom, the liberty, and the blessing to give to others. To give. It's a blessing to give. That's why God gives us an overflow. Not that we could consume it on ourselves. No. But we have more than enough. We can go find somebody. And we can be a blessing into their life. So God didn't do this beautiful atonement, like I said, only so that we wouldn't go to hell, which is beautiful. But there's a lot more added on, and we can't forget. Look at somebody and say, don't forget. Look at somebody to your right and say, don't forget. Yes, we can't forget. I cannot forget. You remember that song we used to sing in the old church? Jesus, I'll never forget what you've done for me. Jesus, I'll never forget how you set me free. Jesus, I'll never forget how you brought me out. Jesus, I'll never forget. No, never. Amen. And it goes on to say, I cannot forget. Amen. And that's what God is telling us in that scripture. Forget not. Amen. And that's why, you know, we are sounding board. Amen. Because as my dear sister said in the introduction, go throughout the world wide web. Amen. And we got a message to proclaim. The benefits of the kingdom of the living God that God has already given to us. And we are appropriating these beautiful blessings. Well, we need to tell somebody that Jesus saved us from all of our sins. You know, I was one of those Christians that thought that after I got saved, every time I sinned, I had to get born again. Amen? And there's denominations that say you got to get born again, 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 again. Amen. You know, before I came to the truth, I'm sure I got saved like 1,000 times. Glory to God. Amen. But let's not limit the power of the blood of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's don't limit that. For Hebrews tells us he did it once, and he did it for all. Amen. And that's all times. And yes, you know, some people say, oh, no, it's not all times, all people. No, it is. It's both. It's, he did it for all people. Amen. And he did it for all times. Amen. But we have to believe, glory to God, to receive. Amen. I think I'm becoming a poet. A lot of it's coming out rhyming. Believe to receive. Hallelujah. Just don't doubt. You know, a mighty man of God, he's a favorite teacher of my sister's, and he was one of my favorite teachers, Mr. Stanley, and he would always say, just trust God. And leave the consequences to him. Amen. There was a long time in my Christian walk when I had to, I thought I had to say it, but then I had to go make it happen. Amen. See, that's me trying to make the consequences happen. Amen. But only thing God asks us to do is trust him. Amen. Glory to God. That's all. That's the only part that we play in this. Trust him. Believe him. And leave the consequences. Amen. So God has already you know, forget not all of his benefits. He has already forgiven all of our sins. God has already healed our diseases. You know what 1 Peter told us in Psalms 103? We read it. Amen. God already blessed us from poverty. Amen. Let's read 3 John 2, because I got to give you that scripture. So some people think that God wants us broke, busted, and disgusted. Amen. That ain't what the word says. 3 John 2.
Beloved, I pray that you may prosper in all things and be in health, just as your soul prospers.
Amen, amen. That's beautiful. Prosper, beloved. Look at her. He's praying. He's praying. Praying for what? That we prosper. Amen. Amen. From the inside out. Amen. There's a prosperity in our inner being. Amen. That'll make all these things be added unto us as we trust God. Amen. There's an inner prosperity that'll make, we don't have to go look for the things. Amen. If we trust God, all these things will be added unto us. God gave himself the perfect atonement. Amen. That's the perfect atonement. And, you know, and we have to say that because the atonement of the Israelite, even the atonement which we talked about and we taught on it, go to the website on demand. Every previous teaching is on the website, and you can go to the website and you can hear that teaching. But even the first atonement that God administered in the garden for Adam and Eve, it wasn't perfect, and God done it. Amen. Amen. Because it didn't pay the price. That atonement didn't, amen, for all sin. It pointed to the ultimate atonement. Oh, yes, it did. But that atonement of restoring, bringing restoration to Adam and Eve, that was not a perfect atonement. And we know that the Israelite atonement was not a perfect atonement. And somebody said, why? I'm glad you asked. Why? Because they had to do it over and over and over and over and over again. Amen. It just covered, somebody say covered. It just covered the sins of the people for a season. Somebody say a season. But Hebrews said once, somebody say once, and for all. Somebody say all time. Once and for all time, Jesus Christ became that perfect atoning sacrifice. And he delivered us from this present evil world. Let's read that. Let's read that again. Galatians chapter 1, verse 4. Let us read that. Delivered us from this present evil world. Hallelujah.
Galatians 1. Verse 4, who gave himself for our sins that he might deliver us from this present evil age according to the will of our God and Father.
Beautiful, beautiful. Delivered us from this present evil age. That's now. Whatever evil work is going on now, we are delivered from it because of Jesus. Amen. We take refuge in him. And he protects us. Amen. Even though sickness may be around us, disease may be around us, infirmities, affliction, poverty, pain. Amen. We take refuge in Jesus. He is our hiding place. He that dwells in the secret place of the Most High. That's the place that we operate. Glory to God. Glory to God. Shall abide under the shadow. Yes, Lord. Of the Almighty. Thank you, Lord. David went to just naming who he is. I say of the Lord, he is my refuge. He is my fortress. He is my strong tower. Glory to God. In him I put my trust. That's what that word is. Trust. And see, yes, evil is present. We may see evil. Amen. But God is our protector. Amen. And he goes on to say, 1,000 may fall on one side and 10,000 on your right hand, but none. Look at that. He come back and say, but none will come nigh thy dwelling. That's a benefit. The Lord our protector, the Lord our shepherd, the Lord our shield, the Lord our buckler. You know, so we can't be forgetting. Amen. We have to remind ourselves through the teaching and the reading of the Word of God. We have to stay in faith. We need faith to be pleasing in the eyesight of God. You know, and I'm sure, even though when we step out of faith and we're not pleasing to God, I'm sure that God still loves us. Amen. Because that's who we are. God don't have love. God is love. Amen. I'm not saying that when we forget, you know, go against the scriptures and forget not, and then we get whole denominations that forget, and whole denominations that teach people how to forget. Amen. They do. And they teach people how to forget on purpose. Amen. And I'm sure God is not mad at us. I'm sure he's not angry at us. But I know he's not pleased, because he said that in his own word. Without faith, it's impossible to please. And when we step out of that faith, we're not pleasing him. God provided all of these blessings for us, all of these benefits for us. Amen. Delivered us from all the works of this evil world right now. Amen. He didn't say that we have to, you know, die and go to heaven to appropriate or receive these blessings. He said right now, amen, in this present evil world, we can partake of the benefits and the blessings that God has already provided for us. And sadly enough, many of us just are not taking advantage of the benefits. And so I thank God today that healing is in the atonement. Amen. That we can, even though a sickness may come upon us, that we can look at the word of God and see what the word of God says. Amen. Because nothing is over until God says it's over. And we understand fact. Amen. You know, we can tangibly see a fact. Amen. F-A-C-T, a fact. We can see it. Amen. And it's standing right before us. And it's a fact that is there. It can be a fact that, you know, I have a cold or something. Amen. A fact, you know, maybe I was running and twist my ankle. That can be a fact. Amen. But God's word is not a fact. God's word is the truth. Amen. Jesus said it. I am the truth. And when you say I am, who is I am? That's Jesus. He said, I am the truth, the way, and the life. Amen. And he said, you know my word. He said, you know the truth. So Jesus is the truth. Amen. And a truth always overrides the facts. Yes. Always. Amen. If we have faith for it. of the word, if we can believe the truth of the word of God above what the doctors say, amen. If we can believe the truth of the word of God above what the pain in the body says, if we can look from the x-ray and look into 1 Peter and see what Jesus said about his stripes, we were, it's a done deal, we were healed, amen. And we as believers, amen, we can't go by the facts, hallelujah, amen. We are people that live according to the truth, amen. And it's the truth of the word of God that sets us free, glory to God, from facts, amen. What we can touch, taste, hear, see, the smell, the five senses. That's how we walk and lived when we was unsaved. We lived by what we can touch, taste, hear, see, smell, feel. Amen. Our five senses. Amen. You know, show me and I believe it. That's why they call Thomas Doubting Thomas, because Thomas said, I got to see. Amen. Show me and I believe. Amen. But as people of God, God has stepped us in another realm. He has put us in another realm. And we operate out of that realm. And that realm is called the realm of faith. And in the realm of faith, the law says, believe, and then you'll see. Amen. The realm of faith says, believe, and then you'll receive. Believe, receive. Oh, I'm turning a poet. Oh, yes, I am, and I know it. Amen. So in the realm of faith, we believe. Ha. And then we receive. So I thank God by faith that healing is in the atonement. The forgiveness of sin is in the atonement. And see, that comes through revelation knowledge, Spirit of God. It's not intellectual. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. It comes out of our spirit. Amen. Meditate on this beautiful word of God day and night. You ought to try that sometime. Amen. You know, sometimes I want to go to sleep and the enemy won't let me go to sleep. You know what I do? I begin to meditate on the word of God. Yes. And I tell you what, glory to God. I don't know who put me to sleep, but I go right on to sleep. Amen. Rest like a little baby. Meditating on that word. Getting that word deep down on the inside. You know what Brother David told us? David said, thy word have I hid in my heart that I may not sin against you. You know what? If we have a sin problem, amen, we just have a deficiency of the word. That's the problem. A deficiency of the word. The word of God, amen. And we just have to meditate on that word day and night. Amen. You know, when sickness come upon us because of the benefit at the atonement, amen. We don't need to read the whole Bible. Amen. We just need to war with the word. Glory to God. And Jesus is going to show us how to war. He's going to show us how to war with the word. Amen. You know, the of God, symbolically in the New Testament, is likened unto a sword. Amen. Amen. Let's go to Ephesians chapter 6. The book of Ephesians chapter 6. And let's go to the 10th verse.
Ephesians 6, verse 10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might.
Keep reading for me, please.
Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and have doing all to stand.
Okay, now keep reading, and these are the benefits. These are the benefits. Keep reading.
Stand, therefore, having girded your waist with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, with which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful to this end with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints. And
praise
me,
God. Beautiful
that utterance
scripture.
May be given to me.
Amen. Thank you very much. The armor of God. Somebody say the armor of God. Amen. Now let's go back just a little bit. Let's say the whole armor of God. Amen. We as believers, number one, and remember, there's therefore now no condemnation. We never operate under the spirit of condemnation. Amen. The Holy Spirit convicts us. Amen. And he gives us that conviction power. Amen, that we turn away and we turn to. So, that scripture says, finally, my brother, be strong in the Lord. Then it gives us a command. What's the command, teacher? Put on. Amen. Amen. We have to put on these blessings. Amen. And we have to literally open our mouth and speak this. Amen. And the reason... in Colossians, he tells us to put on the new man who created in Christ Jesus. Colossians and Ephesians both tell us to put on. Amen. Glory to God. And we got to emphasize put on. You know, God, you know, just didn't put that in the scripture, just to put that in the scripture. Amen. We got to understand it's a command. Amen. And if we are not doing it, what are we doing? We heard it. We are forgetting. Amen. We're forgetting all of its benefits. So we have to put on the whole armor every day we get up. And please don't wait till midday to put it on. Amen. The minute you feel God's hand shake you and wake you up, not the alarm clock, but God, when he shake you and wake you up, immediately armor up. Immediately, armor up, put it on. Say, Lord God Almighty, I put on, I gird my loins with truth. I shod my feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. I put on the helmet of salvation. I put on the breastplate of righteousness. I take up the shield of faith. And what got us here, he said, the sword of the Spirit. See, which is the word of God, amen. The word of that's the only offensive weapon that we got. If you look at it, all the rest of the weapons are defensive. But the word of God is our offensive weapon. That we have to speak that word, and even when we put on, we got to put on, amen. Prayer, we got to pray, amen. Pray without ceasing. That's my favorite scripture. I love all the word of God, but that's my favorite scripture. In all things, give thanks. Amen. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. I feel the warning of the Holy Ghost. Amen. And when he is released like this, amen, amen, he comes to bring somebody into the presence of God. Amen. He comes with the power of repentance. Somebody say repentance. Yes. That we turn away. Amen. And we turn to. Amen. We turn to love. Amen. And it's from the inside out. Amen. It's spiritual. Amen. It's not a physical turning. So we have to turn all of our hearts and all of our mind and all of our soul, our thoughts, our emotions, our imagination, our intellect, our conscience, our personality. We have to turn it all to the Lord. Amen. So he can move within us, through and through, spirit, soul, and body. And I just sense the Holy Spirit wooing. I sense the presence of God knocking on the door of hearts. And I sense that there are people know that today is the day of salvation, and they want the opportunity to receive this Jesus into their heart, their mind, their body, and their souls. And Mission from the Heart radio broadcast, we love to give you that opportunity as we stop, as we drop, and as we pray. We're going to turn it over to our leader, our host, because she loved taking us to the cross. Take us to the cross, Minister Smith.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Well, I thank God for this opportunity for us to extend the gospel of Jesus Christ to you. And we pray that the word of God has infiltrated into your heart and mind so that you can have the full armor put on, that we can stand against the fiery darts of the enemy. So now it is time for you to put on that full armor through salvation. This is the day that God has set aside for you to come to know him in the pardoning of your sin. So I encourage you, my brothers and sisters, to partner with us. And for those of you who are listening, we cannot assume that every listener to this broadcast is saved, is born again, regenerated. We want to give you an opportunity to say yes to Jesus. So if you would, in all humbleness of your heart, in the way that you know how, come to the throne of grace and bow to him, extending your hands in all adoration and give your heart to him. So now it's your heart, but you can repeat after me and just surrender your life to him. That's what this is about, total surrenderance to God the Father. So let's go to the Lord in prayer. And my brothers and sisters, if you would partner with Minister Harold and I as we go to the cross in prayer, as we go to the throne in prayer for those who want to say yes to Jesus. So let's pray. Lord God, here we are. Here I am. I surrender my life to you. Lord, I come to you with my whole heart saying yes on today. I need you to be my Savior. I believe that your word is true, Lord. I believe with what I heard today that you were pulling on my heart, showing me you, telling me how much you love me through what Jesus did on the cross for my sin. He paid it all for me. Lord God, I surrender my life to you. I believe by faith that you are my Savior. I believe by faith that I will see Jesus one day.
Here I am, Lord. Here I am, saying, save me, because I know I believe. I know I wasn't right, and things that I said, thought, and did, I know they were not right. But Jesus, he did it for me. And I thank you, Lord. In Jesus' holy and righteous name, I pray. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. This is a wonderful, joyous occasion. When you give your life to Christ and you have stretched out your hand to say yes to him, the angels are rejoicing because of what you have done today. Don't take it lightly, because this is a time that we all come together and rejoice for you, because you have given your life to Christ. Now, we encourage you. We encourage you to seek out a Bible-teaching church that will baptize you by submersion of water, and that you will seek out a small group Bible study or a Sunday school class that you could continue to be discipled, that you can grow and go in grace. Now, that is a joy, that we grow and go in grace. And that's what this teaching series is about, under the umbrella of discipleship, so that we can continue to go and grow. Hallelujah. And I continue to encourage you to not give up listening to Mission from the Heart Radio. It's for your benefit to continue to grow in grace. So praise ye the Lord, and you are now in the ark of salvation. Hallelujah. And this is a joyful time that you have given your heart to Jesus Christ. Brother Harold, we've got a few more minutes before we close out this particular part of the teaching series. And if you have any last notes or words to say before we close this broadcast out.
Yes, yes. Praise the Lord. You know, I'm just going to say next week, we got to show you, we will show you through the scripture how we have to actively fight for our benefits on the atonement. And we're going to let the master show us next week how we actively fight to appropriate our benefits. You know, the Apostle Paul said, every time I preach, he said, I just don't come with enticing words or eloquent or speech, but he said, I come with the demonstration of the power of the Spirit of the living God. So as we leave, I just pray every word that will release that the power of the Spirit of the Lord, amen, that's on that word, that will begin to work supernaturally into our hearts, and that we will not be deceived by the enemy, that we know that in God's presence we are righteous, because we are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, amen. And we know that we are beautiful and wonderfully made. Amen. And we know that we reign in life in Jesus Christ. We are overcomers. We are more than a conqueror. You know, we talked about those five senses, what we can touch, taste, hear, see, smell, feel. We're not there anymore, because we do not look at the things that are seen. We look at the things that are unseen. Amen. And 2 Corinthians tells us that we walk by faith and not by sight. And we are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Amen. God is love, and we are rooted and we are grounded in that great love from the inside out, because Christ dwells on the inside of us. And we know that when God tells us to go, amen, we are a tool in his hand. And we are a workmanship of God, and we recreated in Christ Jesus. And now we do not walk according to the flesh, but we will walk according to the Spirit of the living God. And we are partakers of the divine nature of God. As Jesus is, so are we. Right now, in his mighty name. People of God, you be blessed and you go in the glory and the grace of God. Amen, amen, amen.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So we know, as I always close out the ministry, Mission from the Heart Radio, I always say that the grass withers, the flowers fadeth away. Now, this is the word of God, and the word of God will remain forever. And you can take that to the bank. That is a promise. And so, again, we understand, we should understand that the very word of God is our weaponry. So we will, as Minister Harold Copeland said, look at how to actively fight for our benefit. And so I'm excited to come again and gather on next week as we continue to move through the pages, through this beautiful teaching series under the umbrella of discipleship. So I pray that you have been benefited today. I know you have, because God's word is always a benefit to us. But I pray, Brother Harold and I, we pray that you will tell somebody about this ministry, Mission from the Heart Radio. Share it with others, because God's word will go forth. And as long as we are his mouthpiece, his hands, his feet, then it is through his earthen vessels that his word will continue to be proclaimed. So my brothers and sisters, thank you for your listening ear and your faithfulness to the ministry. And again, always know that the seasons change, they come and they go, but the word of God will remain forever and ever. God bless you, my brothers and sisters, and we will meet again for our part four teaching lesson under the umbrella of discipleship. God bless you.